No. Samach Aleph or Beis. We're almost finished. Getting there. Ad Kedum. We're up to the second line. Ad Kedum Baz Bita. Minan Yisuin. So until now we know that his granddaughter, Minan Yisuin, a person's granddaughter from a marriage is forbidden to him. Baz Bita Minan Yisuin. How we know that a person's granddaughter from a rape relationship is also to him. So it says more evas bas bincha or bas bitcha. It says the erva of your grandson, granddaughter through your son, or granddaughter through your daughter. Manachem, what are you talking about? Imina suin. If it's about from marriage, kvar huama. There's already another pasuk which says this. There's not. There's not talking about via marriage. Now, Imina don't seem to say it's via rape. For this we know a warning. Lonish minan how know you get punished, you get kores. I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Heina me heina zima mizima. So there's a two-stage kavach, two-stage clear sava. Says heina, and then it says another heina, and when the second place it says second heina, it's a zima, and then we learn to another zima. In any event, it's the two-stage kavach homer gagzer shava, which is the akadum Rabbi Akiva. That looks like Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Shmuel. What about according to Rabbi Shmuel? Who says you can only have such a thing as two-way kavo, two-stage gzereshava? Ain't lemeid mean how law made. So if that's the case, how do you make this gzereshava? You can't go from one heina to another heina, and from there to a zima to another zima. It doesn't work. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is it going to work? Tani Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel says no. It says by as bas benov as it says ervas yisha will be tol lo skale. There it says eshen, the word eshen. It doesn't say zima, but it doesn't say heina, but it says eshen. And he darshens, part and parcel of the word eshen is the word heina. The word eshen is es-mei heina. It's really a contraction. So therefore, it's as if it says heina in the place where it says kares. And therefore, even though it doesn't really say the word heina, it just says the word eshen, but that's enough to make it a gzeira shava. So it goes heina to one, you go on heina from eshen, and that suffices.
That sounds even more far-fetched than a two-stage.
Well, I don't know. I thought it was pretty cute. Yeah, I liked it because that's he's breaking the word down into its components. So I thought that was creative. So it says Mara. You're entitled to your opinion. Akadum Bas Bito. Now, till now, we know only his granddaughter. Bito Menan. How knows from that relationship with his daughters? So, Rav Amar, Rav said, Ima Bas Bito Musar. If he's warned about his granddaughter, Lokoshke Na Bito, he's not warned against his good daughter. And, considering that on, Ima Bas Bito Onush, if he's punished on his granddaughter, lo koshken abito, is he not punished on his daughter? So it's a kavachomer. Now obviously the Gemara's got to ask here. Yeah, but we hold ein onchi min adin, ein masir min adin, ein onchi min adin. We don't punish people based on kavachomers. We don't even give warnings to people based on kavachomers. Don't ask. No. Because now we're going to skip. Wait. So now the Tractor of Israel says, go up to Samach Beis Hamelach off the top. No, don't show him the place. We go up the sound base mouth at the top. And we throw the first seven lines from here, we throw in over there, where we're up to. And then we'll show you we're up to in a minute. True. So it says, Mar, let's go up to the top of sound base mouth. What about Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel Amar Lemeidi Mika V'Chomer Vein Oich Mika V'Chomer. So he holds Mashir Minadin. You can give the warning from a Kavachomer, but you can't give a punishment from a Kavachomer. So how can a Kavachomer? You want to say punish a Kavachomer? If he gets Kores on his granddaughter, he certainly gets Kores on his daughter, right? I mean, it's actually not Kores. It's killed by Basedin. Yeah. So it's actually so says the one. How do we learn the onus from Kavachomer? Minonli. How does he learn it? So for Asya Kida Tani Chizkiya, so it says a more very interesting thing. Chizkiya says, it could have said Bas Kohen Kitocha Liznos. The daughter of a Kohen, if she begins to be licentious, you burn her. Matam Lomer Ish, it says Bas Ish Kohen. The word Ish is superfluous. The daughter of a man who's a Kohen, just say the daughter of a Kohen. So he learns in the word Isha, totally not sequitur, drasha. He says that it's lahavi es abba. It includes somebody who has relations al, and here take out the word bas, al bito mina onsin. So his relations with his daughter, even from a rape, shetei bisreifa, that she gets burned. Why? Because it says bas ish. So we dashna the daughter who has relations with her own father, the ish. So they better get burnt at the stake. I mean, not the stake, you know, with the hot molten lead. Even if you hold that ein mashir minadin, that one can't learn out not just the punishment for a kavachomer, but also the warning you can't learn out for a kavachomer. Here you could hear the warning as well, because it says, "Al techalel es bitcha, do not defile your daughter." So taken out of context, the context of that is, "Al techalel es bitcha, lo has no saw." Do not defile your daughter to have her licentious. And that means don't allow her to go and have licentious relations with others. But we darshan this to mean, you yourself do not have a improper relationship with your daughter. Okay?
The Irmas that are listed in Nachri, Pashas Achimos, don't we learn out from that, or we don't know the punishments?
Right. Not all of them, the punishments are specified. Okay, and we don't know, certainly... That's the Gemara's point here, I think. I didn't make that clear. But the Gemara's point here is that even though they're specified for relationships which emanate from a marriage. In other words, a granddaughter from a marriage. A daughter from a marriage. How we know the daughter from your rape victim. How we know the daughter, or for that matter, any other wedlock relationship. How we know your granddaughter from some out of wedlock relationship. That's really what we're trying to learn out. Okay? So that really is the point.
Why is she not liable if she's raped?
You raped her.
Oh, but then I would be held liable. Why is she held liable?
She's held liable because then you had relations with the daughter. You had relations with your own daughter. She's not held liable. No, no, no. No, 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 no. The mother's not held liable. Okay. The daughter's held liable. You kill him and the daughter. The mother, she just mourns the dead. Or maybe she's happy that they're dead. But in any event, no, the daughter's the one who gets killed. With
the it's a second generation rape.
Okay.
You rape the woman, and then you rape the daughter of this woman.
Or it could be consensual. We don't know. Anyway, so going back where we were, Bon Kumei Rabbi Avos. Now, just to remind you where that is, the first word in the line is Baun, and it's starting from the top of the page. You count that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines down on Samuel Chalafim on base. Bon Kumei Rabbi Avos, right. There are actually two Bon Kumei Rabbi Avos, one after one line below the other, but we're on the upper one. Bon Kumei Rabbi Avos, that's Rabbi Avos. Now take out, have to take out a few things here. I'm going to learn, like, the truth is you don't have to. I'm going to take them out, but it could work either way. First I'll read the way it is here. Bas Bito Minani Suin. We know your granddaughter for marriage. This is really getting back to Dr. Spadell's question. We know your granddaughter for marriage. Basbi told me, don't see what about your granddaughter from a rape? Now the Shari Torah Seretz Yisrael takes out one word bas in each of these phrases. So the question is not about your granddaughter from rape, but about your daughter from rape, because we still don't know your daughter from rape, right? So how do we know that your daughter from your rape is consider to be your daughter, Amar Lon. In other words, we just learned out from the Gemara on top of Simon Basement Aleph that your daughter, not from a rape, is your daughter, and your granddaughter, not from rape, is your daughter, and you're not allowed to have relations with her. But now we know that one from a rape, you're not allowed to have relations with. So says Mar, Bon Kumei Amar Lon. He said to them, Kol Shem Bas Achas. All types of granddaughters are the same. Or, like the Shari Torah says, Cyril, the way they learn it's Kol Shem Bas Achas. In other words, there's no distinction. Right? You might have thought there's a distinction. There's no distinction. Okay? Now, the next three lines, we take out here, we'll put them back later on, but with much, much change. So therefore, let's scratch what I just said, ignore it. The launch change will be later on. Here we just make minor change. The carbonator makes a change. Bokum Evo, the Asfrevo, Habal Isha. Now here we have to take out about five lines, three lines. But and we're going to do the Korban Eidah's Girsa, which is on the second of the wide lines of the Korban Eidah. You see, he has there, hey Gimel, Habal Isha, in the widest lines of the Korban Eidah. Habal Isha Shanosa Bita. You have relations with the woman that you married her daughter, Ubas Bita, and her granddaughter, Ubas Benoah, one through a daughter, one through a son. So now you have relations with the daughter, the mother. You get flogged three times or killed three times, whatever happens to you three times, bring chattas three times, because if Isha Bita, a man and his daughter, Ubas Bita, and his granddaughter, and her granddaughter threw her daughter, Ubas Bina, and her granddaughter threw her son. This is a nice, charming little case. Again, one which takes place in the Appalachian Mountains all the time. You have here Sarah had a son and two daughters, right? Her son Yitzchak had a daughter Rachel. Her daughter Leah had a daughter Dinah, and Sarah had her own daughter Rivka. Okay. Now Yaakov married, and these are all permissible. Yaakov married Rivka, Sarah's daughter. He married Rachel, Sarah's granddaughter, through Yitzchak, her son, and he married Dinah, Sarah's granddaughter, through Leah, her daughter. Right. So Yaakov had a daughter and two granddaughters of Sarah, all of which were permitted to him. So far he hasn't messed up. His mistake was then he went and he had relations with Sarah. Okay? So now he's chayev, which is just slave foolish of him. So now he's chayev three, right? Because Sarah is the mother of one of his wives, the grandmother via daughter of another wife, and the grandmother via son of another wife. Okay? So therefore, by Amalek, sorry, he gets chayev three times. Boom, boom, boom. Okay? So says, how do we know that that's the case? Bonkram Yavo, again, Habal Isha, with the carbonated Girsa. If you have relations with a woman, Shinosabito, you married her daughter, Ubasbito, or granddaughter through a son, daughter, Ubasbino, granddaughter through a son. Because of a woman and her daughter and her granddaughter through her daughter and her granddaughter through her son. So says the Gemara. How do we know that this is true? Going back to where it says, Omar Lone, he said to us, She'era Hena Zimahi. Says that this their relations and it's Zima, it's licentious. Kulu Mishum Zima, anytime there's any Zima, we make them all Chayev, okay? Now says the Gemara, wait a minute. Well, actually, I apologize. He says, Kul Mishum Zima has much more import than that. He says, Kul Mishum Zima means there only is one chatos. They asked for a vote, do you get three chatos, or do you get flogged three times? So he said, no, it's all one chatos and one flogging. One chatos if you do it b'mezid, or b'shogeg, flogging if you do it b'mezid. Why is that? Because they're all considered to be part and parcel of the same zima. So Rabbi Chagai, boy, come Rabbi Yossi, or Chagai, ask for Rabbi Yossi, lama leisa, onanam, you know, it should be onan. Why don't we say, bitcha lo skale? Why don't we say, bitcha lo skale? It's one prohibition. Bas bitcha lo skale, or the Kormei Chayt, so lo sikach, that's another prohibition. Now, let's skip, and we'll come back later to these lines, which we skip three lines. It says, Rabbi Avo, at the end of the third line, hence, do you see that? Okay, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi, that's what it says.
Oh, yeah,
right. Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Lezer, B'shem Rabbi Yoshe, say you can't say that. The reason is because Shnei Lavin and Koris Achas, if you have two Lavin, but they share the penalty of Koris between them, Lavin Chokim Krisos. Then, we say, when they share it, then, Lavin Chokim Krisos, maybe they shouldn't. Then they do divide up the car creases. For example, Mark's going to give an example. My time of pasuk teacher says this: Abasar Adam Leisach. It says when you have the incense oil, whatever it's called, the oil of anointment, right? You may not. No, it's not there about that. It's about the Torahs, I think. No, I was right the first time. The oil of anointment. It says you can't put it on a human flesh, of course, unless it's a mitzvah. Umaskunto lo sasekamo. It says don't make something similar. Uksivan, it says, Isha shayirkach kamo. somebody who has, who makes, who puts together something similar to the Shemen HaMishka, to the oil of anointment, Harei, he gets punished, right? So Harei Kan Shnei Lavin, there are two prohibitions. One is to put it on, the other is to make it. For Kares Achas, it says one Kares among the two of them. So Lavin Chok and Krisus. So here we have that Lavin divide up Krisus, right? Since there are seven prohibitions, that should divide up the Kares. And there should be multiple Krisus, or of course, if you count the multiple Krisus, there should be multiple Malkus or multiple Karbonos, not just one. For having relations with Sarah, upon which there are three prohibitions, right? The Sarah prohibition of being a mother and two different types of grandmother. So how come you only give one prohibition? So now,
haven't we in Shabbos, haven't we had cases where with one Avera?
Of course, you can be chayav with one action many things. The question is whether, but we don't have. But if the Gemara is saying right, and the Gemara is saying that right now, that's really the Gemara's question. Why do we talk and say it's all one zima, and why do we say it's multiple lavin, multiple prohibitions on the same deed? So you should have to have multiple responsibilities. Right. That is the question.
No, why was it even a habamina that they?
Because we're going to reject this. So now you don't have this text, we're going back to the 3-6 seventh line from the bottom, where it said Omar Lay in the middle, Omar Lay. So, but the thing is, the catch is we're going to do it like the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael does it, which is not quite the same as it says it there. But Omar Lay, it's more or less same. Omar Lay, so he said Ilu Avaksiv, were to say Ervas Isha Ubas Bita Lo Segalei. And there's a line missing here. It should be and Erbas Isho Ben Bitol Lo Segalei. Right now, it would have said it separately. Isho Bas Bitol Lo Segalei, and then it would have said separately Erbas Isho Ubas Bino Lo Segalei. So one for granddaughter via daughter, one for granddaughter via a son. Having a mean, then we have mean Cain. They would have said like you said. But what does it say in fact? Bitchol lo segale, bas bitchol lo segale. But it says your daughter you should not reveal, your granddaughter should not reveal. So meaning it doesn't say the word erva independently on each one, if I understand what the Shai Torah is saying correctly. And therefore, since it's not a separate erva on each one, we say that it's all the same erva or all the same zima, and therefore there's only one negative prohibition, and therefore it can only be one chatos or one malchus or one koris among all three. So in order to make it a separate erva, they should be chayav three times. That's be ervas blank los galay, ervas blank los galay, not bitchol lo skalei, bas bitchol lo skalei, because without the separate erva, it doesn't divide into a separate iser. Okay? Now, going further to where we got, that's finished Tzamech Aleph from a base. Now we're in Tzamech Beis on Amud Aleph. Now, we're in the, again, we did the whole first part of the Gemara, right? So we actually did more tonight than it looks like. And we are in the seventh line down. Well, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. What's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? Now, Rabbi Yehuda said, "You're not allowed to marry your father's rape victim. If your father raped a girl, that's it. You're forbidden on this girl forever."
It's a half sister.
No.
No, he just went out and raped somebody.
Yeah, your father went out and raped somebody.
It's just a separate.
He picked up a girl off the street and raped her. Okay, it's not just rape. Again, the Gemara is very prudish. You know, the Gemara can't imagine that there are any other types of out-of-wedlock relationships. But it's the same thing if he raped her, seduced her, right, a mistress, you know, right. Okay. So can you marry your father's mistress, rape victim, etc.? So says Mar Rav Yehuda says, yes. My time, Rav Yehuda, what's the logic? Le'ikach ishus eishus aviv? Oh, no, Rav Yehuda says, no, you're right. I'm sorry, Rabbanit say yes. Rav Yehuda says, not. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't worry, somebody allows it. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, a person might not take his father's wife. That's his father's wife. He should not reveal the corner of his father's garment. That's a nice way of saying zuanusaso, not to have relations with his rape victim. What did Rabbanan do with the pasuk of knafavi? Because Rabbanan allow you to marry your father's mistress. So what do they do with this pasuk? So Taman Amrin, so they said in Bavel, they don't know from whom they heard it. Zuknaf, and it should be Hazkuka Laviv, not Smucha Laviv. Zukuka means you're not allowed to marry a woman who is a Shomeris Yavam to your father. A woman who was a candidate for Yavam, and then underwent Chalitza, or even didn't go undergo Chalitza, but rather just your father died and wasn't able to complete anything with her, so then you're allowed to marry this woman. Says you're not allowed to marry this woman. Sorry, not allowed to marry. Not allowed to marry. In other words, you're allowed to marry your father's rape victim or mistress, but not allowed to marry a woman who was a candidate for Yibum by your father. Okay, is that clear?
Even though the Yibum is not possible.
Even though Yibum didn't take place. The father died, or he did Chalitza instead.
Uh-huh. So Zika has some strength?
Yeah, but now the more asks the obvious question, not thinking. So says, wait a minute. But lokach enu chayvele mishum eshes. It should be Achiv Aviv, not Aviv. It's his aunt. It's also to him anyway because of aunt. Your aunt is forbidden to you. So isn't that obvious? In other words, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not your aunt because it's a rape victim. Right. But like Rabbanan, rape victims are permissible, right? So what's coming to forbid your aunt who fell before your father for Yibum? But even if she didn't fall before your father to Yibum, she's your aunt. And as an aunt, she's forbidden in and of itself, right? So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Ila, Latzloya. It's going to tell us that you have an alternative in how you warn the guy. In other words, Ishim Hitchubam Ishim Eshes, it should be again Achi of him. If you warn the guy, don't have relations with your aunt, like he gets blocked for that. Bishukhnevla, but he said, don't have relations with the woman who was potentially a candidate for you by your father. Like as well, it's another pretext to give Malkus. So just looking for multiple pretexts to flag the guy. Okay?
How
else is she going to be relevant to Yibum?
Oh, that's right.
Where's your water? Says, I need to be hydrated. Okay. Says the Gemara. Now, the only chance which Rav Yehuda concedes, which are very weird, he says, if you have relations with your father's rape victim or mistress, you don't get flogged for it. It's awesome, but you don't get flogged for it. And Mo Rav Yehuda Korban. If you have relations to unintentionally, you don't bring a Korban. Mo Rav Yehuda Bishar. And it should be called here, the Korban Eid changes it. But it was Shah Kol HaRayas Shomuter. Rabbi Yehuda concedes that this is only talking about your father's rape victim. But let's say your brother raped somebody, then you're allowed to marry your brother's rape victim or your brother's mistress or something like that. As long as it wasn't your brother's wife, you're allowed to marry her. Okay? It's a very interesting kula. Okay? Mor Rabbi Yehuda. We could see in Kitra that if you do marry your father's mistress, Shatov Sabah Kedushin, that the marriage takes effect. Because it's only a lav, and it's not even a lav for which you get Malkus, and therefore the marriage overrides the lav. Rabbi Chagai, boy, come Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Chagai asked for Rabbi Yossi. Mao Shev Lad Mamzer Rabbi Yehuda. You marry your father's mistress. Do you then, is the kid a Mamzer, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Or is the kid permissible? Right? Good question, right? Amrleisa, he said, Levob to a dako cruz shavcha hifsi kainya. It says between the prohibition of the definition of mamzer and why it's forbidden, and the definition of your father's the pasuk from which he learns out knaf aviv, your father's rape victim. So between that is the pasuk of levob to a dako, the person has genital problems should not enter the congregation of Israel. So it says more that pasuk of that separates the potentiality of mamzerus and severs it away from the cases that we're discussing. So it says the Gemara hipsikinian lina aisha. So says more if that's the case hipsikinian lina aisha sof. It's a question. So that's the case also. Well, the father's actual wife is mentioned, a pasuk separated from the issue of mamzerus by Ptsuadaka, by the genital imperfections. So So if that's the case, there shouldn't be a mamzer, even if you actually go out and consult with your father's married wife who was married to him. So Amar Lei, so he said, you know what, you're right. Scratch what I just said. Let me give you a better answer. The father's wife was obviously prohibited together with all the rest of the Arayas, all the other forbidden religions. But Yotza Mikla, and was singled out and written separately. Well, I made Al-Kal Arayas the Mamzer to teach us that this is the case which is such a concept of Mamzerus. Right? In other words, the reason I single out precisely is in order to teach us that there's such a concept of Mamzerus. But that's good by Eishes Av, right? But v'teitze Eishes Av v'tlamin al karayas mamzer. So it says more. Okay, fine. So that's good by Eishes Av. It teaches us that all rayas there's mamzerus, just like this mamzerus by Eishes Av. But v'teitze Eishes Av v'teitze anusa v'tlamin al karayas on simle iser. That's the case that puzzle coming to say things which are global and relate to everybody. So let everybody be prohibited to marry the rape victim of somebody to whom they themselves are related. So Amar Lei, so he said no. The wife of a husband, right, was included in all the other arayas. The yatsa miklala, and was singled out. Why is that? Lamina kol arayas l'mamzer. They teach us that any time there's an error of a problem that creates mamzerus. Islach memra, however, can you say hachla concerning this case? Anusa b'chal kol ontim ha'isa. The woman who was raped was forbidden together with all rape victims. V'yotza mikol came out of this general pool. L'lamina kol ontim listed to teach us that all other rape victims are also except for her. It's not possible to say that, right? Because we don't know that all the rape victims are us at all. We just want to say that they're mutter. So you can't make this up along the way, right? In other words, you can't tell us that all the other rape victims are mutter because there are no other rape victims which are mutter or also to discuss about, right? So it says that all the other rape victims are also because there are no other mutter ones mutter ones are also mutter to talk about. So it says Mara v'teitze shesab. Let the case of Eishes Av be excluded from the general principle, and let it tell us that all the women who are raped should be mutter osir. I guess osir. Because just like Eishes Av is also, so let all rape victims be also, right? Amar Lei, he said, no. In Eishes Av, he ain't anusa. You can't compare the two. The wife of a father is not a rape victim. Be manusa, he ain't Eishes Av. And if she's a rape victim, she's not the wife of a father. So therefore, the case of the father's wife cannot be a case from which we extrapolate any standards for any other type of area. And therefore, the bottom line as it comes out here is that we have no pasuk which teaches us explicitly that anusa saviv is forbidden to you, that the rape victim of your father, and all the rape victims are mutter, right? Unless we use one of the psukim but the pasuk knaf aviv, which you mentioned on top, that we use that and include a rape victim like Rabbi Yehuda does. But Rabbanan disagree because Rabbanan used Knaf Aviv to teach us that a woman who's a Shomeris Yavam is the one who's prohibited later on if her Yavam, your father, dies. Okay, it gets more interesting now.
The bottom line is, like father, like son.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
He can marry her because of Yavam you're talking about, not just that of regular, if she's just a mistress. You're talking about in the context of Yavam he can marry her. Not out of normal.
No. We're talking about if the father had a mistress, then the son can marry her, except according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if the father had a woman who he never actually married, but was a Shomeris Yavam to him,
right,
she was susceptible to evil, then the son can't marry her.
Right,
because she's not just because it's his aunt, but because she has an additional affinity to her to his father by virtue of her having been a candidate for Yibum.
Power of Zika.
Okay, says more further. Gets the mission further. I'm sorry. It gets much more interesting now. Giorish is gairu bnei ima. A gioris, a woman who was megayer, who became Jewish, right? The, and her children got became Jewish with her. So basically, they're not related to her at all. Lo chotim lo miyami. These children are not brothers to each other. So therefore, they don't do chalitz or even to their siblings' wives. Now, filo rosu sharishin shelo b'kedusha. Even if the first child was conceived before she converted, leidos b'kedusha, and then was born after she converted, v'asheni harosav leidos b'kedusha, and the second child was conceived and born when she was already Jewish, they're not related to each other halachically. V'chein shivcha, and so to a maitzer, and she yishtakru b'nei imo, the children released with her, they're not at all related halachically. So it says, why can you say not related halachically? V'alo ger chayav, I love you, Chayav al Imo. It says that a ger I made a mistake just now, which I made a mistake preparing. This halo is not a kasher in Mishnah. Normally, if you see halo, it means, hey, wait a minute, the Mishnah says one thing, but the Brisa says another thing. Here it's not. Here it's just a quote from a Brisa in Torah's Konim, which is asking an internal question. Not to be construed as a question or a sugya. That's who that threw me off this morning too. It says there in the Bryson Torah's Kronim, a ger is liable on his mother if he curses her, because not to curse her parents. So if a ger curses her parents, he's liable. Veino chayav alavi, but not if he curses his father. And there it says that the goyim have no fathers, right? Their fathers are not going to be their own, right? So they're not liable for cursing your father. Rabbi Kiva argues, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Avi v'imo kila. It says his father and mother, he cursed. Eshu chayav al aviv, chayav al imo. So only when you can be chayav and both together, by goy, they're not candidates being killed, right? Because they're not... They can't curse their father and mother together, right? As you chayav aviv chayav al imo, when you chayav on your father, chayav on your mother. But she ain't chayav aviv. If you're not chayav on your father, ain't chayav imo, not chayav on your mother either. And goyim, they might have mothers, but they don't got fathers. Okay. So it says, "Mara mother Rabbi Kiva b'shtuki." Except that Rabbi Kiva concedes it's all the brayso b'shtuki shu chayav al imo. If we don't know who the father is, then you're chayav even on your mother, right? Despite the fact you're not chayav on your father, because you don't know where the father is. So on that technicality, we can get you and put you to death for having just cursed your mother by yourself solo. Rabbi Yaakov.
Except that a ger is not related to his parents.
What?
Genetically he is, but halachically he's not. So why should he be chayav?
He's not. We're really talking about the Yisraelim here. If we're mechayev a ger, it's only mechayev the rabbanan. And Echanan, you're right, because his parents don't count as parents. That's a good point. So it says more. Rabbi Yaakov Racha, Rabbi Yassim Shem Yochanan said, "Ma pligin, this is only a machlokes, only the matter of dispute. Begin with the ger shaitzah also." He was conceived as a goy, and born as a Jew. Av of a ger, but the son of a gioris. He was conceived and was born after her conversion. So Avra basically might even basically concedes that he has brotherhood to whatever brothers and siblings he has subsequently, etc. Rabbi Yassi also the Chametz. Rabbi Yassi went to the town of Chametz. Also, Mishalei, they asked him, Ilan de Bar Ashtin, who are Gerin, people of Bar Ashtin, or the family of Ashtin, who are Gerin. Mao Sheyabu, can they do Yibum? Oh, my Lord, so he said, no. Can a Rabbi Yechonon, sir? Rabbi Yechonon said, they're forbidden. So says Marvin Bum, maybe they wanted to say, when they're not allowed to Yibum. But Isha Sheyesh Laban, if their brothers' wives have kids already. Now, theoretically, they should be mutter to do Yibum, because it's not Yibum, because they and their brothers converted after they were born. So therefore, luckily, they're not related. They should be allowed to do Yibum in that case. At least, and says more, at least, right? Avisha Shein Labonim, if it's a woman who doesn't have kids, Manavshach, no matter what, even if it's a suffix, right? We don't know if they're a Megiah before birth or not. So Eshes Achiv, if it's his father, the true brother's wife, Yavish to Yibum, right? Because it's a true situation of Yibum. And if they converted after their birth, and therefore they're not considered to be brothers, so what's the problem anyway? It's like a ger who's marrying any woman, which is permissible without regard to his siblings. So says Maas Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achmash Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman and said, Afilu Kenos, or despite the fact they forbade Yibum, even though technical reason should be Mutzah. Why is that? Shelo Yomim, people should say, Mitzvahs Yibum Leinu Begeirim. In other words, they didn't allow him to marry his brother, deceased brother's wife, because people might think that that's Yibum Begeirim, and we don't want people to make that halachic leap of faith, which is incorrect. But what is all this true? That's only if the brother had relations with her after his gerus. I mean, loikra means she's gayer, but if the brother had no relations with this woman after gerus, I guess they got gayer really late in life in this case. So then, everybody agrees that if the husband dies, so then the brother can marry her because it's like marrying somebody from the marketplace, since there are no relations with the Jewish husband after the gerus. Okay? Period. Gershon is Geyer, a ger who converted. So another Isha is married to a woman, Uvita, and this woman had a daughter. And he was married to a daughter as well. So he's married to a mother and daughter. Okay, the ger, before he converted, was married to a mother and daughter, right?
Which is okay
by ger. Well, no, it's not necessarily. Oisha b'achosa, or he's married to a woman and her sister, which is actually also by a goy. We're going to see that. So nevertheless, kone sachas u'motziachas. You can keep one and get rid of the other. Now, the fact that he has to get rid of the other is also only the rabbana, not the raisa. Because the Raisa, he's not related to either of them, right? Because there's no relationships. So says the Gemara, "Ba'medavar mumshlei kier achas me'mishis gayer." It's only if he didn't have relations with one of them once he was megayer. Avlikar achas me'mishis gayer. But if he had relations with one of them once he was megayer, also sheikar, the one he had relations with, ishto is his wife. V'imikir shteim. What if that is megayer? He had such a taiva, he went to have relations with the mother and the daughter, who were all Megiah with them, right? So says the Gemara, B'di'evet, came in Chikarik here. We let him keep both wives. Okay? We let him stick both. Says the Gemara, Ger. Now, here's the fundamental issue we're discussing before. Ger, achoysu b'mi'ah b'mi'ayim. If a ger marries a sister, whether she's a half-sister on the father's side or on the mother's side, Yotzi's got a divorce with Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yudar Meir, achoysu b'mi'ayim Yotzi. If it's his half-sister on his mother's side, then he has to get rid of her. However, the achos imo me'avia, if it's his wife's, if it's from his father, he can keep it. Because basically, according to the way we understand, since there are no fathers by Goyim, so therefore, not only are there no fathers, but there are no father's relations. In other words, you're not related to any of your father's relations, so therefore, excuse me. If your sister is your half sister via your mother, so then you're not allowed to marry her. But if she's your half sister via your father, you're allowed to marry her because there are no father rights in Goyishkeit.
I would just say there's no father. You don't know who the father is.
Well, it's not just that you don't know who the father is, but his relationship. The kid grew up in the womb of the mother, so that relationship we keep, but not the relationship with the father. So says the Gemara. Similarly, achos imo, your mother's sister, Yotzi, you should divorce her. Alasavi, your mother's, your father's sister, Yekayim, you can keep. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achos Imo, Me Imo, if it's his, depends. If it's if it's your mother's sister via common father, you kind of get to keep her. Shaka Arayis. Now, any other type of Arayis, Ein Motziyim Yodo. We never make him divorce. Right? Lo Omar Elakonas. It only says that, it says that Konas, once you're married to them, then you can keep them. Right, Konas Motziyim Yodo, but Bechila Chatchila, it's Osir. So you're not allowed to have relations with Chatchila with any other Arayis. But b'di'evit, if you did, we do not make you divorce them. Now, we're talking about, of course, not you as a born Jew. We're talking about a goy who was nizgayer. So these arayis are not really forbidden to me, the arayis, only the rabbanim. But once you have relations with them, you know, b'di'evit, we let him keep them. L'chatkil, we shouldn't allow, but b'di'evit, it's okay. So let's go on further. A goy achoso. A goy who's a sister, ben mi'ah, ben mi'aim, whether it's from your father or from your mother, Yotzi, has to divorce the very mayor. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Amir says, achoso me'aim Yotzi, if it's your sister, half-sister via mother, you divorce her. Achoso me'aim, if it's your half-sister from your father, you kind of get to keep her. Achosimo, if it's your mother's sister, you ain't see divorce her. Achosavi, if it's your father's sister, you get to keep her. Divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Udo Meir, it says, Achosimo, if it's your mother's sister, Meimo, from you, the mother's side, you get rid of her. Achosimo, if it's your mother's sister, Feyavia, from a father's side, you kind of get to keep her. Rabbi Chanina Rechina said, now, how do we know this? What's the source for all these machloitzim? So it says in our very interesting source, we explain the words of Meir from Alkenia Zoivish Esoviv Vesimoi. What does it say? A father, a guy who gets married, leaves his father and his mother. What kind of father? It's a goy. He doesn't have a father. It must be goy my father's. That's right, Meir's riot. Because when say Alkeni Azov Ish is Aviv Imo before Mantera about a goy, unless he had a father, it's good, cute proof, right? Says Gemara. Now the Kormenator actually takes out the next six lines. I can six words. Sorry, I could fetch them in, but I'd rather not to. So let's just take out the next six words, okay? Rabbi Bibi said, Me'ato, if that's the case. Your father's sister should be usher because she's adjacent to your father. And you're saying that you do have fathers. And your mother's sister, just like your mother's sister, is usher because she's adjacent to your mother. That according to the mayor. So why is your father's sister should be usher? So it says Zamora, and a further question. Hey, so Rishin Braid Rabbi Ivu. Rishin son of Rabbi Ivu said, Voksiv, it says, Vaikach Amram is your chevet, Dodo Soli Shah. It says, Amram was Moshe's father, married Yocheved was Moshe's mother, who was his aunt. Because Amram was the son of one of Levi's sons, and Yocheved was one of Levi's daughters. So it was what? Achos Aviv. It was his father's sister. So, like, from a father, from Levi, right? Levi had two kids, Kahas and Yocheved. So like Rabbi Yehuda, he's allowed to marry Yocheved, his aunt. Why? Because Yocheved, his aunt, assuming they're different mothers, because Yocheved, his aunt, is not related to his father, right? Because they're only related through a father. And through a father is not a relation, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But like Rabbi Meir, how could Yaakov marry... Not Yaakov. How could Amram marry Yocheved? Right, it was his aunt. Right, it was aunt. It was an aunt through a father. According to him, counts. No, so says Gemara. Gemara performs your position. That's why. Matt, I feel keep Noach lo Yisrael Noachim. So that means that the Jews are not even keeping like Bnei Noach. Right, because if you hold that Ben Noach is allowed to marry his relations through a father, So then you could say, okay, obviously it was like B'nai Noach, before Mount Torah. But you're making the Hamitah even less than a Ben Noach, right? Because you're saying if Ben Noach's not allowed to marry his sister from Ben Noach's not allowed to marry his sister from father, right? Right. According to Rebbe Meir. Or an aunt from a father. But here, Amram married an aunt from a father. So what was it? Where were they? They weren't even like B'nai Noach. Right? So you could give an answer, by the way. Yeah, you could say that. You could say, because in Mitzrayim, they were Avodim. And Avodim Taka have no Yichus. At all. But the thing is, the flaw is that Shevet Levi, it seems, didn't have the status of Avodim. And it's Shevet Levi. So anyway, Amram Rebbe Hila said, no, not Akasha. B'samuchlo me'aviv. B'samuchlo me'imo. This is really the words we skipped before. The only time Rebbe Meir holds that your relations through your father also is adjacent to your father. Adjacent to your father means that you're now to marry your father's sister. You're now to marry your father's sister. I guess it's the only case which is samuch. I was going to say now to marry your father's brother, but that has other connotations. But it's only samuch lovi which is aser, right? Those things are adjacent to your father. But your father's aunt, your aunt, you're allowed to marry. Wait a minute. Yocheved was samuch lovi. Yocheved was his father's sister, right? Oh no, I'm wrong. Okay, it's b'samuch lo me'aviv. Means you're allowed to marry your own sister. Remember, you're not allowed to marry your own sister from your father, but you're allowed to marry your father's sister. See, I misread the wrong line. It's supposed to say b'samuch lo, not to your father, but b'samuch to you from your father. That's what's also to you. So it's even Rebbe Meir answers on the father's side, it's only your level, meaning you're now allowed to marry your sister from your father. Okay? But you're allowed to marry your father's sister. So it's only that which is adjacent to you on your level, laterally, that it's also through the father. But going up a generation would be mutter, and that's why Amram can marry Yocheved, which is up a notch. It's not his sister through a father, but rather his father's sister through a father. That's okay. Okay. Mesir Amir, that's her mayor. Voxy, what about last expiration? Says Vakam Omna Chesi Basovihi. Avraham Avinu told Elimelech, I'm allowed to marry Sarah even though she's my sister, because she's my sister via my father, right? So that means sisters via fathers are not sisters, otherwise how can you marry her? So Rebbe Meir tisked it off. He said, I'm Rebbe Meir, Mishom Raya, from there it's proof. Lo, Vatili Leisha doesn't say afterwards that, and she was my wife, which is totally superfluous. So what is Avraham Avinu saying? And she was my wife. So obviously Avraham Avinu is coming to say, don't think that the only reason why I married her is because she's only my sister through a father. I had other reasons to marry her. And the truth is, like Rashi says, she wasn't really a sister. She was one generation removed. Like it was Avraham Avinu's brother's, sorry, was Avraham Avinu's brother's daughter, not his father's daughter. Wasn't a true sister. So that's our So that's our problem. Saying, don't think I made a mistake marrying her. I had my reasons. I had said it's because of a sister, not that she's really a sister, but she's my brother's son. She's actually a niece. Micah though had to come out. Rabbi Yisrael said the bottom line is called Erva Shabbat and Shrisom Mimitzaleh. Any Arias which a basin of Am Yisrael kills for that Arias. B'nai Noach Musaimaleh, the B'nai Noach are forewarned not to, even after, the B'nai Noach are forewarned before they convert, right? Not to have relationship, right? However, Shehem Basin Misin Aleah, any Erva which Basin does not give the death penalty for, even if it's prohibited, B'nai Noach Musaimaleh, B'nai Noach not forewarned. Now that means even if we get kares for it, even things to which we get kares, B'nai Noach are permitted. What's one of the things for which we get kares? The one I was about to ask, your sister. If you have relations with your sister, you don't get killed by Beis Din. You get killed by God. So that's it should be mutter for a ben noach to have relations with his sister, right? Because that's not relevant to mitzvah's basis. So it says more, hey, see when they ask the kasher, harei achoisoi, what about his sister? Harei, it should be ain basin, shayisroim and mitzvah, they don't kill on it. And it should be ubnei noach musarim aleh. And we just saw the guy are not allowed to marry their sisters, at least sisters from the mother. So says more, Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi. B'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, this is actually not, it's not clear what exactly he's doing, whether he's arguing or adding on the question. But he says here, Rabbi Hila B'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, because of these disgusting things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is banishing the Canaanites from before you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a punishment unless he gave a warning. So it sounds like the way the Pnei Moshe learns it, he's arguing to say, no, all the Toevos mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim are also to the Bnei Noach, even the ones which are not Chiv Misa, including sister. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kumiya, Rabbi Yosi B'Shem Rechista, change of gears. Evan Mutar Bachoso. No matter what you say by Goy, and Evan is for sure can marry sister because they have no yichus whatsoever. Amar Leis, he said, Shamata Filu Miyem? Is that true, even if it's sister from a mother's side? Amar Leis, he said, yes, no relationships. So he says, how can you say this? But even learn v'chein shivcha shenishtachru banei imam. It says a shivcha whose children were released with her. So it sounds like she's got children, right? Sounds like there are kids. Sounds like there are mothers' relationships. Says more, no. Liyibu mechalitza, right? They're not like gyoris at all. And that there's no relationship, not like yours, and there's no relationship between the mother and the children. All it's trying to say is that just like a Gioris and her kids, Gioris' kids are precluded from Chalitza Yibum, so too the Shivcha's kids are precluded from Chalitza Yibum. But don't draw any inference that there's any true relationship by Shvachos, because there's a continuum between that and Gioris. There is no halachic continuum. Okay? Rabbi Pinchas Amar Kum Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Pinchas said in front of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi. Eved Shebal Imo Chayav Chatos. Very interesting. If Eved has a relationship with his mother, yes, Mir Chatos. Wife of Marta Lehm. It says you should say to whoever it is, bring Korbanos, the rabbis of Avodim. To bring, that means even Avodim have to bring Korbanos. Okay? Alei means who's avoyim. Says my who says on amal chalovim misamris. Maybe this is just for an avid brings a chatos. Yes, but only if he eats chalif or eats dam. But there's one of many other prohibitions in the Torah for which you bring a chatos. But how do you know as arayas? Who says there's such an arayas concept by him? So says mar mamatzina bezikas aim. The truth is you're right. They're only. Or the tzaki only brings the chatas for chalovim and not for arayas. Aye, if that's the case, so what possibly is the prohibition for the eved abalimo? So it's only the rabbanon. Mamatzina bezikas aim shos about tzachin is gaira ketzachin is gaira. We said when a gairu is megaira with his mother. So Minatira, since all Yichus is severed at the time of Gerus, he should be allowed to marry his own mother, right? It's only when they're going that he's disbarred from his mother. But once they're Megayer, so he should be allowed his mother. Nevertheless, in Issa the Rabbana, he's still not allowed to marry his mother. And the Gemara doesn't say it, but the Bavli says it, maybe later in the Shalom, he says, we ban it, Shalo Yomru, the person shouldn't think he's coming Mikdusha Chamur L'Kdusha Kala. He shouldn't think, I was holier when I was a goy. Because then I couldn't marry my mother, now I can marry my mother, right? So that's why Rabbanan, we asked him to marry his mother. So similarly, Av Shivcha Nasaba Tzach Nishtakro, Tzach Shlo Nishtakro. So to by Shivcha, he said that even though she's been released, it's as if she hasn't been released. Now the truth is, even when she's not released, she's still allowed to marry her son, because there's no Yichus at all by a Shivcha. But we may have said, what it means to say is Lo Plug. That just like we said, that a Gyoris, and her son can't get married, so as we say, Shivcha and her son can't get married when they're released, because you don't want people to think that it's more kaddish to be a goy than a Shivcha. Alright, we'll have to stop here for tonight. The next case tomorrow night is a fun one, but well, that's it for tonight.